The house where Andreas Lubitz's parents live in the German town of Montabaur, shuttered and guarded by police. Men, perhaps investigators, the only ones granted access.
Und kannten Sie den Herr Lubitz?
We were told the grandparents lived in this nearby house, but they're unwilling to speak about the man French prosecutors say may have deliberately crashed flight 9525. I ask if they're relatives. No, thank God, we're not, they say, getting into a police car. We're just trying to get away. But gliding was clearly a passion for the young Lubitz.
Between the ages of 12 and 14, Lubitz was a regular fixture at this gliding club on the outskirts of Montabaur, where a senior member described him as a regular kind of teenager and one who was committed to following his dream.
A very normal young person, full of energy, he says. What can I say? He had a bright future. He made his hobby into his job. What more can you hope to achieve? German Wings said Lubitz had 630 hours of flight time behind him, that he'd trained at the Lufthansa Academy in Bremen. But Lufthansa's CEO told journalists there had clearly been some kind of a break.
Unterbrechung.
There was an interruption with regard to the training, and after then the candidate managed to go through, he continued his training. He then also passed all medical tests, all flight examinations, and all checks.
Whether that break holds the key to this horror, we don't know. The clues from the black box as to Lubitz's psychological state as the plane went down, simply that he was silent but breathing as the pilot knocked desperately on the cockpit door. Diana Magne, CNN, Montabaur, Germany.